أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So let's start with the did you know. Did you know that the English word fast comes from the Teutonic fasten, which means firm in the sense of observing something strictly to the letter of the law. And it's associated with the abstinence of food. The ancient Egyptians, the Romans and the Chinese, they fasted to cure various illnesses. In fact, the Egyptians believed that to maintain physical and mental health, you should fast 3 days in a month. We're told to fast Ayyamul Bidh, the 13th, 14th and 15th of every Hijri or lunar month. We're also told to fast on Monday and Thursday every week. Now, the Egyptians also fasted before a battle, and the Greeks and the Romans followed. They believed it would energize them. The philosophers Socrates and Plato were known to have fasted for 10-day durations. The Jews fast for 6 days in a year. One of them is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And studies show that just 3 days of fasting reboots the immune system and even helps in reducing the harmful effects of chemotherapy. Now, the word for fasting used in the Quran is sawm. The plural is siyam. We find in Surah Al-Baqarah, 183, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, or you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattakun. Fasting or siyam has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become God-conscious. You may have taqwa. Now, fasting is, or sawm rather, is used about 12 times in the Quran. Four of these refer to the command of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Five deal with the expiation for a wrong deed. One praises the act of fasting. And one refers to the fast of Sayyidah Maryam during her vow of silence. And all this in the month of Ramadan. Oh, we've got it here. So we may achieve God consciousness, taqwa, or protection from everything else, in order to be able to receive the guidance from his book. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.